This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online today, you can. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages work one with another. And if you'd like to also go over to our Twitter account, that is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean double E. Again, our Facebook accounts are Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. Also jumping over to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Folks, this is the radio show where we know it's true in what we say, and I'll say it real loud and I'll say it real clear. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And one thing I did forget before I started off the show here today. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to jump over to Sons of Liberty Radio and sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick because this is some interesting stuff because I'm noticing that all these refugees infiltrating European countries, they're beginning to throw them out. They're beginning to put the walls up and they're saying that we do not want you here. Folks, is anybody taking the time to realize that these Muslim refugees, these migrants that are attempting to immigrate, they're not so much the victims. They're actually perpetrating the crimes. And I noticed something here as I'm looking at some of the headlines here. For example, Bulgarian police discover Muslim refugees smuggling fake passports to Islamic terrorists. It sounds like someone's paying for this. It's pretty crazy stuff. Here's another headline, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Muslim refugees, invasion of Europe, EU to relocate 120,000. Now, what's interesting about all this, friends, is Barack Hussein Obama, just got done sharing with the American people that he is going to bring forth into America over 100,000 illegal immigrants into America to migrate. Muslims, might I add. And it's also interesting to note that we've just seen recently that it is actually over here. Now, just hang on a second, folks. I'm doing live radio over at one of my affiliates where I do a column. It was interesting to note that one of their headlines over there was actually a Muslim cleric who said that ISIS infiltrating Europe through migrants. Huh. So they're using the Trojan horse again, friends, to actually influence or infiltrate countries by playing the victim. And once they get there, they begin to destroy. Now, it's also interesting to note that if you look at the events since September 11th, 2011 here in America, notice the similarities chronologically concerning what Adolf Hitler did in his country and what's happening in America almost verbatim, friends. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Folks, if you do read Jeremiah 11, it does talk about conspiracy and how they happen within. But it's interesting, even going back to Adolf Hitler, did you know that, folks, Adolf Hitler used Nazi Muslims? You can go online and find pictures of them. They were dressed up as SS. And it's interesting, we have a lot of bureaucracies today that seem to be aimed at the American people more than to serve the American people, like Homeland Security. You know, Adolf Hitler had something called Fatherland Security, not to freak people out, but the fact of the matter is, if you look at Deuteronomy 28, you can see that America's under perfect judgment. But check this out. Nazi Muslims were bought and paid for by the Germans as mercenaries to do their killing for Hitler. Al-Husseini creates the Hansar Division of Nazi Muslim soldiers in Bosnia, which he calls the Cream of Islam. It becomes the largest division of the Third Reich Army, that's 26,000 men, and participates actively in the genocide of the Serbian and Jewish populations. Hansar was the name given to the dagger worn by officers under the Turkish Ottoman Empire, and Muslim soldiers pledge allegiance to Nazi regime, the official statement prepared by none other than Heinrich Himmler, head of the SS Nazi troops. So, folks, you need to pay attention as to what's going on, because when we're told by our forefathers to study the past, it's on the National Archives building in Washington, D.C., there was a reason they told us that. Because if we study the past and we learn from the past, we don't actually have to let the bad things that happened in the past happen again. But see, history repeats itself when people don't take the time to learn from history. And you ask the average young person today in America who Adolf Hitler is, folks, for the most part, they don't know. And what they surely don't know is how has he systematically started World War II. I just thought I would share that with you because it's some pretty crazy stuff. I was doing some homework right before the radio show. Folks, I also want to tell you, too, before we get back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're going to talk about how stupid our forefathers weren't. And we're going to go to even some of their school curriculums. And I'm going to show you how young these stupid forefathers, the revisionists, would have you believe were stupid. I want to show you in contrast to how brilliant these men truly were. We'll get to that right after the first segment here. But going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, we have designated terror group in America claims greatest threat to America. And again, keep in mind, friends, CARE itself has been aligned and it's been connected to terror groups globally. And they're in America claiming to be the victims of others that won't allow them to just express their freedom of religion. And keep in mind, freedom of religion to them is to go ahead and kill the infidels. That would be those that don't agree with his or with their devilish doctrine. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Public school students are the new inmates in the American police state. Check that out, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, Texas Republican ballot may have a secession in 2016. Was on television yesterday, Bradley Dean, yours truly. And interestingly enough, Dove Television is continuously playing My War every Tuesday on primetime television, on national television, 8:30 Pacific Standard Time, okay? You can also check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Tide just put out a brand new commercial, which I believe is owned by Procter & Gamble. And interestingly enough, friends, do you realize that Tide and Procter & Gamble, they sponsor a lot of those programs that maybe in many cases your wives or your husbands are watching. Well, they're sitting at home while you're at work. And they're actually teaching people through something called soap operas how to commit adultery, how to steal, how to kill. Satanism, friends. But interestingly enough, we have a brand new video up on Sons of Liberty Media where the Tide commercial, the owners Procter & Gamble, sponsor a commercial that mocks Christian view of marriage. Pretty crazy stuff. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. What do the countries turning away Muslim refugees know that we are ignoring? Friends, you need to wake up as to what's going on in your country. Because we see the younger generation of multiculturalism disapproves my migration crisis. We need to wake up and deal with the issues at hand. Because, friends, the war is real. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Three. Back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick here, friends. A 10th Planned Parenthood video exposed money for baby tissue is valid exchange, says Planned Parenthood executive who won't be bullied by ridiculous laws like thou shalt not kill, friends. This is crazy stuff. Read Proverbs 6:17. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Exodus 20 talks about thou shalt not kill, sixth commandment. And yet Planned Parenthood doesn't want to be bullied by the ridiculous laws. Now keep in mind, friends, when speaking of all of these radical groups, the homosexuals, the atheists, the communists, the radical Muslims and the such, folks, when they're decrying victim, concerning the laws of our constitutional republic. They're lawless. And if they're lawless, guess what they're doing? They're dumbing down people to accept the fact that they really are victims. I mean, for example, we're speaking of Planned Parenthood right now. I mean, have you seen these women that have had 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 abortions? And then they have the audacity to hold up a sign stating, stop the war on women? No, stop the war on concerning the murder of the innocent in the womb. She blames the baby for the choices that she makes. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. It's ridiculous, friends. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge in this country, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Wanted to let you know, too, Jeb Bush, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's not a national right to gun ownership. Well, I have rights that God gave me. And I'm not forfeiting those rights because some politician wants to usurp his authority. And he wants to try to dummy down the people and believing that Article 2 doesn't exist within the Bill of Rights, where there are a bunch of thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people. But isn't it interesting when I read Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, a well-regulated militia, that's you, America, male 17 to 44 years old, read the national code, federal code, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be violated, shall not be infringed. But here we have Jeb Bush. By the way, when I first seen this video, it's on sonsoflibertymedia.com, It was interesting how when he first jumped on board as governor in Florida, people loved him until they got the fruits of who Jeb Bush is and the Bush regime. Folks, I'm not meaning to demean him as God's creature. But I want to tell you what, when I was watching this video, he is disconnected, number one. He is unstable, number two. I'm not even trying to demean him concerning, you know, his run for the presidency of the United States of America, because for the most part, friends, anybody with a half of brain in their head already realized that this guy doesn't have a chance on earth whatsoever. But folks, when I was watching him, it was like he's disturbed. He's not like a guy that's thinking like me and you are. As a matter of fact, the show host had to spoon feed him throughout the duration. I believe it was a 3 to 6 minute video. Check it out, friends. It was kind of eerie, to be honest with you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. You need to check out as to what's going on in your country, because we're giving you the news that no one's willing to give you. Here we go again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Prisoners put the beat down on a Muslim jihadist who tried to convert others in prison by telling them either you convert to the Muslim faith or else I'm going to kill you. Well, check out the video, because it didn't fare well with this individual very long whatsoever. Also, check out Miss South Carolina blew everyone away with her answer concerning the Second Amendment. There's some great stuff out there right now, friends. There really is, on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And I can spend the whole hour just highlighting what's going on in your country and globally. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, friends, there's just I'm scrolling right now doing live radio. Just crazy stuff. After Muslim terrorist kills 4 unarmed Marines at Chattanooga recruiting office. Interestingly enough, what takes place? Well, Obama directed policy which will make stateside Marines sitting ducks. Why would he do that with your military, friends? Why has he been attacking your military since day one? Why is he appointing other radicals that will do the same thing, namely Alina Kagan in the Supreme Court? Why is he appointing all these radicals that are attempting to help him to fundamentally transform America? Well, let's do the opposite today. Let's put your feet upon the rock and establish your goings as you call upon the Lord. Because one of the things that I've been talking about over the last 5 days is our forefathers and what they established. And again, if you'd like to call in at any time, you may. 1-866-582-9933. I don't want your debate. I want your facts, because that's all I'm giving you here. I'm not giving you my opinion. But what I want to do is I want to go over to our founding forefathers real quick before we jump over to the curriculums in which we're taught to our founding forefathers. Because we know that the revisionist and the atheist of today would have you believe the opposite of what is true. And to prove my point, you can go to any dictionary that you'd like in the last 50 years and put it up against the Webster's 1828. And you'll see not only have the meanings and definitions been watered down, but they have been completely changed and reversed. Who could be behind that? Charles Carroll, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, did you know that he entered college at the age of 10 years old? 10 years old. But speaking of our forefathers, Fisher Ames, an architect of the First Amendment, along with George Washington, he entered Harvard at the age of 12 years old. Benjamin Rush, another signer of the Declaration of Independence, he's the guy that was said and asked of, I'm sorry, he was questioned, are you an aristocrat or are you a Democrat? He said, I'm neither, I'm a Christocrat. Benjamin Rush graduated Princeton. He graduated Princeton College at the age of 14 years old. I hope you're sitting down for this guy, John Trumbull. He was a law student under the second president of the United States, by the way, who was named the Colossus of Independence, speaking of John Adams, who was very much a prophet of his day. He was a justice in Connecticut Supreme Court, John Trumbull was. He read through the Bible at age 4 years old. And keep in mind, many of these children knew 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 different languages. John Trumbull beat a minister in a Greek contest at the age of 6 years old. How many of you college graduates or high school graduates? Hey, folks, and I say this to our own chagrin. When I was at the Minnesota State Fair last week, I had the opportunity over the duration of time that I was there to speak to probably about 500, 600 people. And how many times I sat there with 7th and 8th and 9th graders that couldn't even spell to save their lives, friends. And I'm speaking in contrast of our forefathers who were very intelligent. They were brilliant human beings. John Trumbull, again, going back, beat a minister in a Greek contest at the age of 6 years old. He passed Yale entrance exam at the age of 7.5 years old, John Trumbull did. His parents held him out of college until he was 13 years old, probably to make others feel that they were legit in some sense of the word. Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States, he was a soldier in the American Revolution at the age of 12 years old. Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States, was also a POW under the British. John Quincy Adams, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, and a positive, the 6th president of the United States, he performed drills with Minutemen at the age of 8 years old. You want to talk about courage and bravery? You know, in Proverbs 28, the Bible talks about how he'll make the righteous bold as lions, and strong as their confidence to those that fear the Lord. John Quincy Adams received congressional appointment to be secretary to ambassador to court of Catherine the Great in Russia at the age of 14 years old. How contrary to what the American people have been dummied down to believe. These are those that planted the seeds 236 years ago. And what was the seed? We're going to get to that in just a couple moments. William Livingston, a signer of the Constitution, he lived as a missionary to Indians at the age of 14 years old. He knew the gospel so well. These are your forefathers. James Ivedell, Supreme Court Justice, appointed to public office in North Carolina to oversee finances at the age of, you ready for this one? 17 years old. 17 years old, friends. These, again, are your forefathers. You know the lesson books in which they read while they were in school and elementary, as they were trained up in the ways that they should go by their parents? You know what some of the topics were? I got 9 of them I'm going to share with you on the other side of the break. And I'm also going to bring some more curriculum up as to what these kids had in their hearts that would make them so brilliant. We've got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Go. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
One 866 582 9933. Folks, real quick, had a friend of ours, James Walls, from a company called Indie Hammered Knives. It's a small company where things are made with value. I happen to have the knife that he had sent me free of charge. And when I seen this, I said to myself, I got to tell people about this knife. Now, I'm not an outdoorsy kind of a guy. And I'm sure not the kind of guy that would go out and spend $200 on a knife, $300, $400 on a knife. But I'm telling you what, folks, if you are that sort of person, you need to go to this guy's website, because this is some seriously, it's great stuff. It's quality. It's weighty. And it's just all the way around for us, friends, an expertise that I've never seen in such a fashion before. And I'm looking at it right now. It's just really cool stuff. What you want to do is you want to go over to Indie Hammered Knives, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right, scroll up just a little bit. You'll see kind of a different looking blade. Link on to that and check out James Wall's knives over there, friends. Indie Hammered Knives, again, on Sons of Liberty Media. Scroll up just a little bit. James said, creating knives with the process allows the company to guarantee each knife with a lifetime warranty. And again, friends, Indie Hammered Knives, a small company where things are made with value. And friends, I can tell you firsthand by holding this in my hand that there's truth in that statement. There's truth in that statement, let me tell you. Folks, we are at the half-hour mark. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about how our forefathers were not what the revisionists would have you believe in any sense of the word. Deists, atheists. Isn't it interesting how these people want to tear down their image and recreate it, an image that looks just like them? I mean, as if to suggest that they were as stupid as the modern day revision is to give us what we've had. Again, when we had the longest standing constitution in modern history. For him. Sam, will you jump on the mic with me really quick? I have my 11-year-old kid who's the producer for Sons of Liberty Radio.com here. And I want you to listen because right during the break, I walked downstairs and my son said to me, he goes, Dad, thanks for making me feel stupid. And I said, well, why do you feel stupid? I said, if anything, I said, it should cause us to rise to the level of expectation. Is that what you said, Sam?
Yeah, it just made me feel, it's like, sometimes I get be told a lot I'm smart, and then I think in the Founding Forefathers, it's like, if you compare me to them, I'm not smart at all.
Yeah, but see, but it also gives us something to strive for. That's exactly right. It's not condemning in any sense of the word. It just shows you that you have work to do. You have to study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And that's exactly what reading the word of God should do on a daily basis, because unless our righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the modern day religious folks, friends, Jesus said we will no wise have any inheritance into the kingdom of God, and we don't want that. So what we need to do is we need to study. We need to know the doctrine. We need to know who our forefathers were. We need to know our past. Therefore, then and only then will we know how to go forward. And that's exactly what we mean to do here. Let me go over to Noah Webster again. He was the author of Webster's Dictionary. He was a soldier in the American Revolutionary War, a legislator, and a judge. He helped the language of the Constitution along. He was an educator. Noah Webster also founded Amherst College and authored scores of school textbooks, including the famous dictionary that our party talked about. He was called, rightly, friends, the schoolmaster to America. Read Galatians 3:24 when you get a moment. In 1783, he introduced the elementary spelling book, and it was used as a speller for over 150 years. This is what Noah Webster said. He said, the Christian religion is the most important and one of the first things that children under a free government ought to be instructed. No truth is more evident in my mind that the Christian religion must be the basis of any government intended to secure the rights and privileges of a free people. Now, keep in mind that liberty is the right to do what the law permits. If our representatives followed the rule of law and followed God's moral Ten Commandments, we wouldn't have man's 10,000 policies today, right? Noah Webster went on. He said, the brief exposition of the Constitution of the United States will unfold to young persons the principles of republican government, and our citizens should easily understand that genuine source of correct republican, Article 4, Section 4, is the Bible. The principles are, particularly in the New Testament or the Christian religion. Wow. He goes on, the moral principles and precepts contained in the scriptures ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws. Well, guess what, friends? They do. And he finishes with, all of the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. In other words, he's saying that when men wickedly depart from the living God, they're going to reap hell. Read Psalm 9 when you get a moment, and that's exactly right on the money. Read also Isaiah 60. You know, George Washington, when speaking to the Native Americans, he said, you do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can assist you in this wise intention. Folks, I can go after Samuel Adams. I can go after Ben Franklin, Thomas Paine, and just go on and on with what our forefathers established. We're here. There's no denying that we're here. There's no denying what our forefathers planted, what seed they planted, because we are harvesting it in many ways today. Did you know that first grade questions in schools in America, friends, were, what is the fifth commandment? It's honor your father and your mother. That means to hold in high esteem. Follow them as they follow the Lord. Number two is, what is required in the fifth commandment? Obedience to your parents. Number three, what is forbidden in the fifth commandment? To disobey your parents. And what is the reason annexed to the fifth commandment? That you might have long life upon the earth. The first commandment with promise. Now, going to William Holmes McGuffey, he was the university professor. His readers read over 122 million copies of his book, his educational curriculums, for the first 75 years. He's been called, entitled, the schoolmaster of the nation. in his lesson books. If you've ever watched Little House on the Prairie, you ever notice they always had the little McGuffey readers? This is the stuff that they were reading. And don't try to act like you never watched Little House on the Prairie. And don't tell me you don't love Little House on the Prairie. By the way, Michael Landon, when he first came about to do Little House on the Prairie, he made after Bonanza a deal with God that he would use his talents for God's glory. For those that did not know, and I'll tell you what, you say what you will, but that was a father that God used to father a fatherless generation in more ways than one. But going back to the McGuffey reader, his lesson books had such lessons as the character of Jesus Christ, not Allah, the way that they're attempting to interject Allah into public schools today. The golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, not either convert or die. Extract from the Sermon on the Mount, Solomon's wise choice, the goodness of God, gospel invitation, Christian light and hope, awake Zion, and on prayer. That's what was going on in public schools all the way up until the 60s, friends, when the Supreme Court said that it was an impermissible objective to actually teach your kids the Ten Commandments. They committed an oligarchy when they said no longer can we have this. In other words, what they said is no longer can the teacher lead in prayer in public schools any longer. They voted in favor of the less than 3% that said we don't need God in school. And again, we're ruled by law. It doesn't matter if the 3% were for or against. We're ruled by law in this country. God is the giver of government, Exodus 18:21. Martin Luther warned the great reformer back in the 1500s. He said, I would advise no one to send his children or his child where the Holy Scriptures are not supreme. Every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's Word becomes corrupt. Of course it does. I greatly fear that the schools, unless they teach the Holy Scriptures diligently and impress them on the young students, are wide gates to hell. Wow, did he prophesy? Well, how smart were these guys? Come on, somebody's got to tell me. How smart? Huh? How smart was these forefathers? Hey, and for the new listener, I want people to understand, too, these people that I'm talking about, the revisionists and the atheists, and these organizations that combat who we are, the ACLU, Separation of Church and State, and these other organizations, we've asked several times for them to jump on the radio with us. But they won't do that. I shared with you last week how the ACLU is actually busted omitting Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, breaking it up into pieces to fit their unlawful communistic ideologies. But again, the righteous just let it go by. It's, oh, no big deal. They've corrected themselves now. They were corrected because they were found out. That's why they were corrected. But you can see today that they're not sorry for what they did. No, they're purposing the destruction of who we are as a people. Okie dokie. Spelling words for elementary students. You ready for this, Sam? Are you ready for this, college students? Spelling words for elementary students. Contumelious. Contumelious. I said contumelious. Contumelious, contumelious, contumelious. That means scornful and insulting, insolent. Now, how many people actually could define the word contumelious? And I want you to understand, too, before you think I'm all that and, well, I'm cooler than sliced bread, let's say it that way. I'm doing this for my son right now, friends. I do want you to understand that I'm on live radio and I'm on a computer right now, so I'm looking up these definitions as I am actually giving you forth the words, giving forth the words. And if you hear Old English once in a while, please do understand this is what I study, all right? But it's proper English, too, by the way. Spelling words for our forefathers. This is what they fed upon. Ichthyology. Why don't you tell us what that one was? What was that one?
Science of fishes.
Science of fishes. Ichthyology. Ick. Did you like that one? Spelling words for our forefathers. Bronchotomy. Bronchotomy, loquacious, mendacity, armigerous, vertiginous, oligenious, anxious. I can go on and on and on, folks. Religion, morality brings forth knowledge.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Welcome back, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Breaking news, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Muslims now petitioning to cancel Oktoberfest in Germany. Friends, these people are being used as a political battering ram to upend your sovereignty, and they're doing it right behind the radical homosexuals. But what's interesting to note is we see that the countries that they're migrating to, friends, they're there to destroy those countries. And they ask these countries for help, and then once the people of those countries give them the help, then they begin to attack. This is the history of this religion, friend. You know, it was Winston Churchill who rightly said of the Muslim religion, he says, it says, if it's rabies in a dog. But we have Muslims now petitioning to cancel Oktoberfest in Germany, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Been talking about our forefathers. Been talking about what our forefathers fed upon concerning their educations, their curriculums. What was it that they were taught? And without further ado, I have none other than Stephanie Joy with us right now, my co-host. And she's going to share with you as to what they taught in elementary and how they taught them, friends, the ABCs in America. And I want you to understand something, friends. You have never lost the right to continuously do the things that you've always done. America, namely the professed church and the conservatives, have forfeited their rights. They stand back and complain about what they've already, and they've never lost their right to actually live out or exhibit. So here we go.
So they would learn their ABCs attached and associated with scriptures. So let's go through it. We have A, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. B, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31. C. Children, obey your parents.
Now, wait a second. Come on. In America, Bradley. Yeah, she's got the book in her hand. And it wasn't just in the elementary schools, neither, friends. I have college books. I'm sorry, high school books that you had to graduate Bible courses before you could graduate public schools in America. I've done 360 public high schools. I've seen Bibles on top, down south, namely, of principals' desks. And I'll say, what kind of heat do you get for that? He said, if it wasn't there, I'd get heat.
That's
see,
right.
America, they don't want you to know that people are not moving at every little nasty breath that these atheists and communists blow upon them. There's many people across the country that are standing, and if it wasn't true, then why do we still have the freedom to continuously do the right things?
And when you're talking about those Bible courses that you had to pass, we're not talking about, like, you know, in the 1700s, 1800s. We're talking about all the way up to the 1950s and 60s, where you had these Bible courses that you had to pass. But going back to the ABCs, so we have C, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. D, depart from evil and do good. E, even a child is known by his doings. F, fear not, for I am with thee. Of course, these all have scripture reference associated with them too as well, Isaiah 43:5.
Wow.
G, God is love, 1 John 4:8.
Wow.
H, honor thy father and thy mother, Exodus 20:12. I, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it, John 14:14. J, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
This is how kids were taught the ABCs in America, friends. Continue on, stuff.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me, John 14:6. K, keep thy tongue from evil, Psalm 34:13. I can think of a lot of young people that maybe should have learned that verse when they were learning their ABCs, if you think about it. And all these little seeds are planted.
What's that stuff?
Keep thy tongue from evil. So when you look
Wait. Young people?
Well, I should say old,
how many
old
times
people, too, as well.
Do you remember that one church we were doing out in, northwest Minnesota, and we had a praise and worship singer up to me, and it's like, dude, he was barking up the wrong tree, and he looked at me, and he worded the F word,
yep,
the praise and worship leader, and I just thought, okay, this is right when I first got into ministry, and it's like, okay, now I know what I'm up against, and it was just a little bit more, I was being spoon-fed the reality of what I had to deal with on a daily basis, but here we have it. It's the adults that are teaching the younger people, wisdom is justified by your children, so when we complain about the kids, we need to look at the adults first, because they're the ones that train them up to be what they are in the first place.
And the thing is, too, you can't just assume that they know their Bible verses by being in Sunday school. In fact, I went to a Christian college for.
But we're not talking about Sunday school. We're talking about public schools.
Oh, exactly.
Here.
But yeah. What I'm saying is you can't just assume that your kids are going to be learning the necessary scriptures that they need to know for life. In fact, when I attended a Christian college, one of the things that the professors had us do is learn basic scriptures, because he had learned that people who are in ministry and so on and so forth, they didn't even know the most basic of scriptures. So he had us go through the whole thing and learn them. But you shouldn't wait till you're in college in a Christian school. This used to be taught in elementary school,
in a public school. Most of them walk away from their faith that they never had.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So continuing on here with L, look unto me and be ye saved, Isaiah 45:22. M, my son, give me thine heart, Proverbs 23:26.
Wow.
N, no man can serve two masters, Matthew 6:24. O, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, Psalm 118:1. P, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God.
This is coming out of the McGuffey. Is this the primer?
The primer, yep.
Yes, okay.
Psalm 147:1. Q, quit you like men, be strong. 1 Corinthians 16:13. R, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Exodus 20:8. S, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Isaiah 55:6. T, thou God seest me. Genesis 16:13. You, if we remember that the Lord sees everything, how different people would act.
Oh, yeah, walking in the fear of the Lord, they would depart from wickedness.
That's right, when no one else is watching. You, unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Psalm 75:1. V, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. John 16:23.
Amen.
W, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Psalm 56:3. X, exceeding great and precious promises are given unto us. 2 Peter 1:4.
You know what I was just thinking about is, listener, do you realize that this should be the basis of every conversation that we have in this country on radio, on television? That's what it was given for. That's America has allowed the blessings like television and radio to be cursed. Now they're using it for what God didn't give it for.
Right, exactly.
And they're using it as a curse rather than as a blessing to the people. This, by the way, was common knowledge. Even going back to the 50s, speaking of radio, just a thought, what was on the 50s on the radio across America? Gospel songs.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's what you would hear on the radio, friends. Gospel music. But again, look what happens when we depart from an awesome, holy, and just God. Well, we depart from Him, and then we are partakers of everything that we shouldn't be a partaker of. Our country turns into hell, and then we stand back and say, what happened to us? This should be the conversation of conservatives, patriots, and Christians, which are all one and the same.
That's exactly right. Why? Ye are the light of the world, Matthew 5:14, and Zion heard and was glad, Psalm 97:8.
That's how kids learned the ABCs in America. This is what our founding fathers established for we the people in this country. And folks, there's no denying this. Again, we're giving you the facts. And if you'd like to buy a primer, you can go ahead and check it out online on sonsoflibertymedia.com or Noah Webster's Advice to the Young. And folks, I'll tell you what, it will set you back and say, you know what, it's you feel like you're being cleaned when you're reading this, like you're being sanctified, like someone just poured spiritual clean water over you. As not only that, but as will your eyes be open to say things and to absorb things that you didn't know that were available, but all of a sudden the lights come on and everything makes perfect sense.
Absolutely. And, you know, in fact, we were just at the Minnesota State Fair, as most of our listeners know. Noah Webster's Advice to Young, that was a very popular item there at the fair because people look at it. It's a moral catechism not only for the young, but for the old. You know, when we look at the old people, had they gotten some of this information when they were younger, they would not have turned out the way that they did. We have so many great products like that at our store. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out all the different DVDs. There's the My War documentary series that takes you into the 350 public high schools that we've done. Talks about, I like to describe it as the all-you-can-eat buffet. Talking about everything from the veterans to the founding forefathers to Christ, the cross, to great analogies about alcoholism and drinking and so and smoking and so on and so forth. The choices that you make. It's a great documentary series still airing on Dove Television.
And it's not do-gooder stuff, friends. It's laying the axe to the root of sin is really what it comes down to.
And it's exciting and fun. You know, people, when I think of documentaries, sometimes people think of boring. No, this is great. It's full life. You get it taken to the schools. We've gotten kicked out of a couple for teaching the Constitution. It's got
music
videos.
Which everybody loves to see.
All that great stuff on there.
But what's interesting to note is I was talking to Perry Atkinson from Dove Television yesterday, and he said they're still airing it. They're going on, I believe, 9 months now. They've been playing My War on national television. It is on Dove Television every Tuesday at 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget, 8:30 Pacific Standard Time, Dove Television. It's called Bradley Dean's My War.
That's right. And if you don't have Dove Television, please do order your own copy by going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the store button. And for those of you who'd like to support this work across the nation, going to be in Texas again coming up here at the end of this week, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and sign up to become a son or daughter of liberty.
And for all those that don't understand how to control their tongue, do read James 1:26 and Ephesians 4:29 when you get a moment, okay? Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds not words. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed. And just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.